zebra mussels came to the U.S. in the ballast water of ocean-going ships. While it's too late to stop their spread, scientists are now studying new ways to kill other exotics by targeting a ship's ballast water. They hope to kill the organisms while they're still in a ship's ballast tanks and before they escape into open lake waters. Researchers hope a chemical called glutaraldehyde will work. It's commonly used to sterilize medical equipment. Russell Mall of Michigan Sea Grant is testing glutaraldehyde for its safety and effectiveness.
What we're trying to do is propose a silver bullet to prevent any future introduction, something that might be even worse than the zebra mussel. And so what we're doing is we're going back to say, how did this organism get here? And now that we know how it got here, what can we do to prevent another organism from getting here by the same route?
Mall claims that glutaraldehyde won't hurt the environment because it quickly degrades into benign compounds like carbon dioxide. If found to be safe, glutaraldehyde could be used against invader species within 3 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.